Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller. Today, I send greetings to listeners to KMSU, Mankato, Minnesota, on the campus of Minnesota State University. 100 years ago, on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, two unique musical performers were born. I refer to George Shearing, Sir George, to be precise, and Anita O'Day. It seems only fitting that we should pay tribute to them on this significant anniversary. To get us started, let's listen to samples of each of their skills. First, we hear Anita O'Day as she provides a vocal interpretation of the tune so closely associated with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, Take the A-Train. That's from 1958, and she was backed up by an orchestra conducted by Marty Page. And then we'll follow right up with George Shearing, backed by an orchestra under the direction of Billy May, with his version of the tune, There's a Small Hotel.
You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you find you miss the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on, now it's coming. Listen to those rails a-humming. All aboard, get on the A-train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill and Harlem.
Thank you.
one song each from today's honorees. Let's get to know them a little bit better. Ladies first. Anita Bell Colton was born on October 18, 1919, in the city of Chicago. She turned out to be a very versatile young lady. At the age of 5, she had the starring role in a Christmas musical. Soon thereafter, her family acquired a piano. It was rumored that her father bought it with winnings from the racetrack. However it got into the home, it served as a companion to Anita's early vocalizing. As she entered her teens, she also entered walkathon contests. That was a national fad in the early 1930s. She and a male dance partner competed with other couples to see how long they could last on the dance floor. She had endurance. She often walked off with the prize money. It was at about that time that she gave herself a new last name, O'Day. She explained that it was Pig Latin for dough, which of course was a slang term for money. She pursued money by entering walkathon contests in nearby cities until one day when she recognized a man coming toward her, the truancy officer, saw to it that she returned to Chicago and resumed academic studies in junior high school. More about her early years after we listen to the first tune that she sang with Gene Krupa. She tells us she has Georgia on my mind. As Anita O'Day reached her late teenage years, she realized that her future lay in singing rather than competing in walkathons. Her inspiration was Martha Raye, a Hollywood star who could sing jazz and perform. At one point, she auditioned for a job with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Benny turned her down flat and instead hired Helen Forrest. And then Gene Krupa heard her and was very impressed, telling her that if he ever needed a replacement, he would contact her. 2 years went by before he did just that. His regular female vocalist, Irene Day, had married Corky Cornelius, one of Krupa's sidemen, and the two of them had joined the Casaloma Orchestra. As O'Day said in her autobiography, Irene Day was a singer, I was a song stylist. She demonstrated the difference when she and the band recorded Thanks for the Boogie Ride. Anita O'Day, the Gene Krupa Orchestra, and a jazzy vocal number. You're swinging down the lane with David.
Science, it sends us into space to explore new worlds. It encourages discovery, fosters solutions to our biggest problems. As children grow up in an increasingly advanced world, they need to be scientifically literate to succeed. At the Sequoia Union High School District, we believe teaching the scientific method to students is teaching them how to think, solve problems, and make informed decisions. These skills are integral to every aspect of a student's education and life, from school to career. Science is everywhere. Science education is one of the most important subjects in schools relevant to students' lives and the universally applicable critical thinking skills it uses and develops. These are lifelong skills that allow students to generate ideas, weigh decisions intelligently, and understand the evidence behind public policy making. The Sequoia Union High School District teaches technological literacy, critical thinking and problem solving through science education, giving students the skills and knowledge they need to succeed. For science's sake, for our children's sake, this message brought to you in the public interest by the Joint Science Departments of the Sequoia Union High School District. Learn more at seq.org. That's seq.org.